News, I'm Ben Thomas. Homeland Security's Kristi Noem is the first cabinet secretary of President Trump's second term to be fired. Haya Panjwani reports it comes amid growing criticism of her leadership.
Just this week, Kristi Noem faced scathing bipartisan criticism on Capitol Hill over her handling of the administration's immigration crackdown and disaster response. On social media, the president says he'll nominate GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to succeed Noem. And he's hoping to bridge a stark divide with Democrats.
I want to try to earn their support, and I'm going to be very open and honest with them.
The president's announcement came minutes before Noem addressed law enforcement officers in Nashville and did not mention her firing. Instead,
I will forward those grant opportunities to all of you.
Seemingly suggesting she'd stay on the job. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries is glad she won't.
Kristi Noem is gone. Good riddance.
The president's tabbing her as a special envoy for his new Western Hemisphere security initiative. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
President Trump says he should be involved in choosing Iran's next supreme leader. In an interview with Axios, he ruled out Mujtaba Khamenei, the son of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Israel continued to hammer Iran, which kept up retaliatory attacks. And Karen Shamas reports Israel's also taking aim at Hezbollah militants in Lebanon.
Beirut's streets were gridlocked after the Israeli military issued a mass evacuation warning for all of the city's southern suburbs, as Israel apparently signaled plans for heavy bombardment of the area. Hadi Kakour, who was fleeing, said he was not sure that leaving would guarantee his safety. He told the AP, "We don't put anything past them, they'll strike us no matter where we go." Nearly 84,000 people had already been displaced since Israel's renewed airstrikes on Lebanon began. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency has said at least 38,000 people have crossed from Lebanon into Syria. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks sank on Wall Street after the price of oil spiked to its highest level since 2024. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended with a loss of 784 points. That's about 1.6%. The Dow had been down more than 1,100 points. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day. That helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as bond investors got a bit more worried about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.14%. Seth Sutel, New York.
In weekly reports, the number of people filing claims for unemployment benefits was unchanged, while the average on a 30-year mortgage edged back up to 6%, coming off its lowest level in 3.5 years. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.